It's 9 minutes past eight. Following Tuesday's sacking of the cabinet member in charge of the Olympics in Surrey, we have a new councillor stepping in just months before the 2012 Games take place. Helen Clack is the new cabinet member responsible for community services, which means that she also has to deal with the current legal action which is being reined against Surrey County Council by people who want to keep libraries in this county fully staffed. Helen Clack, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Speaking to John Fury yesterday, he seemed to paint a picture of everything being sweetness and lights within Surrey County Council. And yet, we've had Ian Lake being sacked twice in 6 months, three leaders in 3 years. Are the wheels coming off the Tories?
Well, I think, you know, David Hodges made a statement about this, and I don't really have anything to add about the changes that have been made at this stage.
I mean, this was a job that you held before Denise Saliagopoulos took it.
I did, yes.
And now you're back in position and Denise Saliagopoulos is talking about trying to run for leader and that there's no justification for her being sacked.
Well, I'm really excited at the opportunity I've been given here and particularly looking forward to carrying on the really excellent work that Denise and her team have done with the community services portfolio up until now.
Work so good she's been referred to the Standards Committee.
Well, as I say, I mean that's you know, for the Standards Committee to decide, not me.
How long are you going to spend at Surrey County Council? Because there is an accusation that you're just passing through on your way to becoming an MP.
Well, I'm not fighting a seat at the moment at all. There hasn't been an election called. So I'm hoping to stand again next year as a county councillor if I get re-selected, and I'm fighting for elections locally as well. So I'm well plugged into my community here as a county councillor.
I love it here. the biggest brief that you've, I think, well, I mean, you've got the Olympics, but we could deal with that in a second. But you do have the fight, which is being fought by people who want to see fully staffed libraries in Surrey. Are we going to see any change in policy from your predecessor on that?
I think the county council has a good plan to keep all our libraries open, and you know, where you see other areas in the country libraries are closing, I'm delighted that we have something that helps us to keep our libraries open. My local library, Dorking, was opened a few weeks ago, and it's an absolute outstanding success with almost double the amount of people using it than previously. So I'm a real supporter of local libraries. And I think we have really good plans in place to support them.
I mean, there's more than £1 billion that gets turned over by Surrey County Council, and the actual cost of running the libraries with a full-time staff is fairly minuscule compared to that overall budget. Why is it that you, as a council, seem hell-bent on pursuing something which so many people seem to not understand?
Well, I think, you know, the way that people use libraries, it's changing. More people use libraries for other things than just taking out books. They use online libraries as well. They use our online library service. And we have to move with the times. I'm very pleased that we have a plan in place to keep all our libraries open. I will pursue that to make sure that stays the same.
But every other essential service, and I think a library can be counted as an essential service in terms of learning and the like, if you started introducing volunteers to that, people would say you're going mad.
Well, I mean, I think we use volunteers in a lot of different services, actually. I mean, across the county council, we use volunteers in our schools, in all sorts of different areas. So I don't think we can discount volunteers. I think they're a vital part of our organisation and delivering services. They make up for a huge army out there helping people with all sorts of different things.
And what if the judge says, no, you've got this wrong, you have to go back to the drawing board?
Well, we'll have to consider that at that time.
Okay. I mean, in the meantime, you've got the Olympics to worry about. What's your biggest challenge for that?
Well, you know, I mean, I think, first of all, is getting to know the whole brief of that. I mean, you know, we've sort of been, it's been a great, as I say, great honour to be asked to do this. I'm really excited about the prospects of it. I was up at Box Hill last summer watching the pre-race coming through. It means a huge amount to Surrey, what's happening here to our businesses. You know, we have a massive amount of increased in our economy, that's my real aim, is to support businesses to make sure we get a real boost out of this fantastic one-off opportunity.
We spoke to Denise Saliagopoulos yesterday, and she said that all the hard work is done, so I guess you can just sit back and take the glory.
is
she wrong?
I have Denise has done a fantastic job, there's no doubt about that, and so has her team, and I'm, you know, stepping in and will hope to continue the good work that she's done.
Mm. I mean, do you understand how people listening to this programme, and we've been charting the kind of various fallouts that have happened at the top of Surrey County Council pretty much since I came on air in 2009, do you understand how people might just be looking at you just going, why can't you hold it together as a ruling party?
Well, I think we do hold it together, and I think the point is that we are, you know, as other people have said, we work as a team together, as a ruling party, as a Conservative ruling party. We try to understand each other, and we try to make sure that we work together, and I think we do, and I think we have made enormous improvements. The leader of the County Council, David Hodge, is a really good, solid leader, likes to listen to what people have to say and takes people with him. And I enjoy working with him and my other colleagues.
OK, Helen Clack, I have no doubt we will be speaking again soon. Thank you very much for coming on the programme. That is Helen Clack, the new Cabinet member responsible for community services and the 2012 Games. Libraries are part of her brief. So, as I say, I imagine we'll be speaking to her very soon. The other new person in the Cabinet is a chap called John Fury. He's replaced Ian Lake. He's in charge of Surrey's roads. And he was, interestingly, convicted of drink driving a couple of years ago, an experience he says he's now learnt from.
Drink driving is wrong. That should never be omitted from any conversation about this. And I deeply regret what happened. I am committed to serving the people of Surrey, and I will continue to do so.
I'm absolutely sure you are, and I would like to touch on the areas that you have in mind for the future, but I do want to make sure that people know what you may or may not have learnt from that experience. Was it the only time you've ever driven whilst over the limit?
Absolutely. I had a clean licence for over 40 years.
So the first time you drunk drive, you got caught?
Yes.
And now you're in charge of Surrey's roads and the transport strategy, and I imagine you'll have a lot of contact with the Drive Smart campaign. Are you tarnished in certain people's eyes when it comes to working with the brief that you've got?
I don't think so. I think that what I've got to do is to continue the good work that the county started off to ensure happened in Surrey roads over the last 3 years. We have a new leader, and that new leader has put together a very simple tagline. It's one team, and that team is not just elected members, it's not just officers, but it's also the residents of Surrey. Together we are making things better.